Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing a message on the four living creatures that are described in various places in Scripture, but we specifically were looking at the first chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. He had a vision when he was in captivity by the river Kibar, and he begins to describe them. And I'd like to share what Isaiah, who had a similar vision in that sixth chapter of this of Isaiah, he saw King Uzziah in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. And above the throne, he speaks of seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And we know that in Scripture that the cherubim, the seraphim, generally accompany the very presence of the Holy One of Israel. That is, as is indicated also in the revelation that John had, that he shares in the book of Revelation. And then also we look at Ezekiel, the 41st chapter, and verse 18 and 19. In this particular aspect of the book, he's talking about the temple that he sees, the temple of the Lord, the new temple. And in verse 19, he talks about the cherub, in verse 18, the cherubim and palm trees, a cherub between the palm trees. Every cherub had two faces, so that the face of a man was toward the palm tree on the one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. And so, of course, this was a two-dimensional, a flat image. And that was representing these angelic creatures that also symbolized the very presence of God. And then let's go on. I think that's all I want to share with you regarding the there, and there are more references in the Scripture, but Ezekiel specifically sees that when he is in captivity. And as we continue on with the Word of the Lord, we want to understand, because they're very unusual, what do these living creatures symbolize? What's the purpose or meaning of them? And one way of interpreting this particular scripture we've shared in the first chapter of Ezekiel is that they are cherubim who are, if you will, composite forms. They symbolize the winds, or more generally, the forces of nature, which bore up the God of Israel as he rode upon the clouds. Again, I'm drawing from commentaries that scholars who've studied the word have made this suggestion. And there are some references in Psalm 18, verse 10, and he, referring to the Lord, rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Psalm 68 and 4 says, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Praise God. And as we look at the history of the ancient Israelites, and before the establishment of the temple that was built at Jerusalem, The tabernacle, if you will, was known in Shiloh, referring to the Lord as He who is enthroned on the cherubim. We find that reference in 1 Samuel, the 4th chapter, verse 4. So the people sent to Shiloh, that they might bring forth from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord, which dwelleth between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. So the description that we see in that first chapter of Ezekiel is that of the throne of the God of Israel. He's the God of heaven and earth, whose throne is mobile, if you will, equipped with wheels and borne up by the cherubim. The throne is not stationary. It can move in any direction as a chariot throne, if you will. And as you perhaps have read this portion of Scripture, you have may have noticed a similar reference. Whatever import these living creatures may have had for Israel, the visions of God that the priest Ezekiel saw are strikingly similar to the living creatures of Revelation 4, verses 7 through 8. In verse 7, John describes that first beast. He says it was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. So we can see that the description is very similar to that which Ezekiel describes in that first chapter. And I've said that these creatures, these living creatures, according to commentators, they're symbolic in meaning. And so what I'd like to do, starting now and in the next few days, as the Lord directs, we're going to look at these four living creatures. What can they possibly represent? And there's some very interesting parallels that make them strikingly symbolic, if you will, of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said when he left, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. And so let's look at possible ways that these living creatures, these strange descriptions of living creatures, resemble the church. First of all, in their origin, it says they came out, according to Ezekiel, in verse 4 and 5, Let me read that. I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself. A brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. And out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. He goes on to describe the appearance of a man, and that of a lion, ox, and an eagle. And so what can we make of this? Out of the midst of the whirlwind, a great cloud, a fire that was enfolding, or basically taking hold of itself. And the fire and the cloud and the whirlwind are suggestive of the mystery and the judgments of God, all of which appear in the sufferings and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. He took our punishment. He took our judgment. And the church is born of God in the mystery of godliness and delivered from the judgment of sin, all those who will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we think of the cloud, we think of the fire, of course, that's what rested upon the tabernacle. And when that cloud journeyed, or the fire journeyed, the children of Israel followed. And as we know from Scripture, in the book of Acts, the church was born, if you will, on the day of Pentecost. That is Acts, the second chapter, verses 2 and 3. I won't take the time to read, but if you're familiar with that passage, it was born out of fire and wind. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven. The word says, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. So these symbols, if you will, they're used in Scripture to indicate the very presence of God. So they come from the presence of God. They represent God. And of course, it is through the Lord Jesus Christ that we escape from death into life. We become a new creation. And what is their character? We looked at their origin. What's the character? Well, they're living creatures. They're not dead. They're not symbolic as far as just like a statue or a painting, unless they were tried to, you know, in various art, you know, in the temple and things like that, there were representations of them. But those that are being talked about in Scripture, they are living ones who have been made alive in Christ Jesus. This is the prominent characteristic that the prophet Ezekiel gives us, that they are living. And this word is used over and over again in their connection. Their life is represented as most closely associated with the source of all life. And what is that? That's the living God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus, the living Word of God, spoke, and the worlds, the universe, and everything that is, was created. And so we are the living ones. We're born of flesh. We're just, you know, we're a simple human. But when we accept Jesus, we have eternal life. We are those whose life has been made akin to God's. Once we were saved out of the realm of judgment and punishment into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and we are partakers, the Scriptures tell us, of His divine nature, as well as heirs of eternal life. Absolutely amazing. So, well, my time has just flown in. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. I personally, I'm the only one, I will read and answer your letter and send back whatever God gives to be an encouragement and inspiration to your heart. I have many testimonies collected over the years of how God has used the ministry of correspondence to give the word in season, the word that was needed by that individual at the particular moment in their lives. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for your prayers. The announcer will give our contact information, and should you email, if you'd like a personal response by mail, feel free to share your mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.